You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's take a trip to Grand Rapids for the next visit with an artisan of Michigan. We're at the home of Dennis Potter, who's doing what he discovered he loved in 1977, tying flies for fly fishing.
Gotta get my, hang on, my God, I gotta get my fly tying glasses on. I got computer glasses, fly tying glasses, regular glasses, and of course these are filthy.
Potter says he remembers tying his first fly and then going fishing with it.
To take that fly that I tied, I can show you within 6 inches on a log where I caught my first trout on the Osawa River almost 40 years ago.
Dennis Potter was hooked. Get it? He took a fly tying class, but he says his real education came from being fortunate enough to know a lot of good fly tiers. He studied not just the flies of others, but he studied insects. He loved learning the Latin names of the insects the fish preyed on.
Trout, in particular, can become very selective, not only to a specific species of insect that they're feeding on, but a certain stage of the life cycle of that insect. So if you don't have the right bug, it can be difficult.
Potter seems to be living pretty well. He's got a nice house in Grand Rapids. He has a place on the Osawa River. So I had to ask, how did he manage to get to the point where he could make a living tying flies? He scoffed. He told me he's not. He was lucky enough to leave the family business, trade places with his wife, Karen, became what he calls the house husband, and tie flies.
There are very, very few people who make a living, quote unquote, being commercial fly tiers. It's an unbelievable commitment, and you virtually have to tie every day.
He says even then you'd be lucky to pull in about $20,000 a year. But Potter's done okay. He designs patterns for a company called Umqua Feather Merchants. His flies are duplicated in factories in Sri Lanka, Thailand, and other places. He gets a small commission from that. He makes more money from his own retail operation, River House Fly Company. And he speaks at shows and workshops and produces instructional videos and so on.
I absolutely love the teaching aspect of this. And it sounds corny. I'm driven to share all this information that I've borrowed, stolen from others, come up with on my own. By far, the greatest satisfaction that I get is helping somebody get better at what they're doing.
The entire time we talked, Potter was tying flies. He'd grab a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and in 2 minutes, actually less than 2 minutes, he tied a fly. There were all kinds of materials around him.
The natural materials, deer hair, elk hair, calf tails, peacock, turkey feathers, virtually any fur, any hair, any feather can and probably has been used in fly tying.
He points at a fly he's been working on while we talked.
Many, many years ago, if that fly would have been deer hair or elk hair. But it gets wet, it breaks, it gets heavy. So anything that I can do with synthetic as opposed to hair, I'm going to do.
Synthetic materials are lighter. They just don't soak up water, so they stay on the surface of the water better, just like many insects do. And some of them are shiny, just like some bugs. His favorite material to use is opal tinsel. Like a lot of artisans I've met, Potter takes pride in his work, and he believes he stands out because he puts in more effort than some of his competitors.
Every fly that I tie for a fly shop or my retail customers is tied exactly the same way as the flies that go on my fly box. And that's not the case with a lot of commercial tires. They'll crank out something quick that doesn't have the durability. They don't all look the same. I just simply refuse to do that. So could I tie faster? Yes, absolutely, but I don't.
Do you have to think like a fish?
You have to think like a fish? Not when you're tying. Well, yeah, I guess you do. I've tied enough that when I do come up with something new, I can look at it and go, wow, that's going to catch fish. You simply know.
And it only took tying a few 100,000 flies to get there. That's Dennis Potter with River House Fly Company, our latest Artisan of Michigan. Artisans of Michigan is produced in partnership with the Michigan Traditional Arts Program of the Michigan State University Museum. Support for arts and culture coverage comes from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs.